This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to online retail and the sales tax game. This year, Amazon began collecting sales tax from customers in 10 more states. States hungry for the money are upping the pressure on other online companies to collect taxes. Marketplace's Aaron Schrenk has this report.
If you've ever bought a fancy shipping envelope online, say one covered with red hearts or yellow sunflowers, there's a good chance it came from here.
Instead of like a regular plain white mailer, we have a lot of custom prints and a lot of designs. It makes it look a lot nicer and makes our package noticed.
The company is called UPack and Ship. Vice President Bruce Macklin walks me through his warehouse east of Los Angeles. He says he sells $7 to $10 million worth of mailers nationwide.
It's a very good business. We're growing a lot. We cannot complain.
Like the online retailers he supplies, Macklin doesn't have to charge you any sales tax unless you live in a state where his company has a physical location, like here in California. So he does collect tax from California buyers and sends it to the state. If he was forced to collect and send taxes everywhere else, Macklin says it would cost him time and money.
That'll be a nightmare. It'll be extremely hard, if not impossible, to gather tax from every municipality across the country.
With tens of thousands of online retailers in Macklin's position, that's a whole lot of lost revenue every year for states.
Something on the order of up to $23 billion.
John Hicks is executive director of the National Association of State Budget Officers. He says states have tried so many ways to get that revenue that they're targeting the big one, the Supreme Court. The ruling that companies only have to collect sales tax if they have a physical location in the state comes from a case called Quill versus North Dakota. This was 1992, before Amazon was even a thing. Now it looks like the court may be willing to revisit the issue. 2 years ago, Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy said as much.
He says Quill now harms states to a degree far greater than could have been anticipated earlier, and stated that the legal system should find an appropriate case for this court to re-examine Quill.
And so the Kill Quill push began. UCLA law professor Kirk Stark says many states have passed laws recently clearly in conflict with Quill.
The idea is to tee up the issue for litigation so that it can be taken up very quickly by the U.S. Supreme Court.
One example, South Dakota, which passed a law requiring all online stores with sales in the state of more than $100,000 to collect taxes. A group of online retailers have already sued the state, and the issue is now before South Dakota's highest court. If it reaches the Supreme Court, Stark says killing Quill might appeal to either side of the divided bench.
So it could actually bring together both liberal and conservative justices who, for different reasons, think that the states ought to have more latitude on this question.
If that happens, you can bet your online shopping bills will get a bit pricier. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.